This is Dr. Sandra Cabot talking to you today about keeping your child's immune system strong and sneaky ways you may not have thought of to do it. And I'm joined today by my sister Madeline McRae, who is a mother of three healthy, strong adult children and lots of grandchildren, and she's also studied naturopathy and homeopathy, and she's used a lot of natural, or you could say Mother Earth methods, to keep her children healthy, and has a lot of practical tips for us. So hi Madeline.
Hi everyone. Hi darling.
And also we're going to tell you about a new formula that we have released in Australia called Children's Immune Strength Powder, which is a delicious vanilla strawberry flavour, dissolves easily in water, makes a great drink, and is designed to support a strong, healthy immune system. And so we'll talk a little bit about the ingredients in that, because they're carefully chosen. So Madeline, you know, with your experience in helping children to have a healthy immune system, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and in this day and age, give us some of your tips.
Well, I think it's a lot easier now because there's so many great things on the market as your formula. There wasn't a lot of that around then, but I've always found that diet is the supreme, you know, diet, and also just their emotional health, but sometimes that goes together. If they're healthy, now that they're going to get sick, because it's part of building up a strong immune system. Children for the first 5-6 years catch, you know, certain things, gut, any kind of virus, so they get coughs, colds. But I think that what I've always it's so easy. So say with your formula here, just to keep them so that their immune system's got some bounce, just to keep their vigor up. If they're picky eaters, then you have to get a bit sneaky, right? So a million ways to do it. And the younger your child is that you introduce these little things, the better off you'll be. So with the children's immune powder, I don't like that word, or could, but anyway, it's every day. You like my grandkids, they love a shake. They love a shake, and you would be surprised what you can get to a shake. You don't say anything. You just whip it up. You have the gut powder, I mean the children's immune strength powder. If they're having a I add also the ultimate superfood powder, which is the doctor's green powder. It's got a little bit of chocolate flavour in it, but it's very subtle. And that's got all the greens, because some kids, they don't like their greens, but they won't even know it's in there.
That's right.
They have no idea it's in there. And you can get, if they're having a bit of trouble with their stomach, I mean, I love the doctor's gut powder, but it is a little pricey, but it's worth it. But the glutamine is a cheaper option, and it's fantastic. You can even break open an acidophilus capsule and put that in. I mean, there's just, they won't know. So you use, which of your shake formulas would you, protein formulas would you suggest they use?
Well, if you're making a shake for a child, you know, you wouldn't put green juice in it, that'd be terrible. Would you could put a green powder.
Green powder, yeah.
Like the ultimate superfood or another green powder. You could put a glutamine powder. Glutamine is very good if your child has an irritable gut, so they tend to get nauseated or vomit a lot, or irritable bowel, you know, constipated, then diarrhea. Glutamine is amazing, and you can give glutamine by itself. It doesn't have a strong taste. You could just put it in water or put it in their bottle.
They won't know.
And rather than mix it with other things, it may work even better
right.
by itself.
Right.
Because glutamine is able to nourish and heal the gut.
Right.
And it's also very important for the immune system. So use glutamine a lot. You know, if your child has got a weak immune system or
use it separately then.
Yeah, you can use it separately. I think it's better used separately.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, a green powder or
the ultimate strength powder, yeah.
You could put that in a smoothie.
Absolutely. And and it's incredibly amazing. Now, there's so many milks on the market. Myself, I like coconut. Unsweetened coconut milk because, but what protein powder, you know, you make a lot of different, would well, you've got to have protein powder in it because that's what makes it yummy.
Yeah, well, you can put whey protein powder in. I mean, that is dairy.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully the child's getting its protein from
You can use the pea protein.
Foods, you know, meat and eggs and chicken. You won't get enough protein just in a protein powder. They should be getting their protein from diet. We're talking more about, you know, strengthening their immune system.
Yeah.
Which we need to do through specific formulas. So, you know, if you look at our new children's immune strength powder, it's specifically designed to give children the nutrients that they typically lack in today's diet, because in Australia, but in a lot of other countries too, our soils are depleted, children are picky eaters, they may be on antibiotics, so they've got the wrong microbiome, which impairs their ability to absorb, digest nutrients from food. So, you know, something really specific that we've developed that's a broad spectrum coverage to strengthen the immune system. And as you said before, Madeline, you know, you build up their threshold, resistance to infections. It's normal that they will get recurrent infections, but if their immune system's strong, they'll get over them quickly and they won't have long-term adverse sequelae like chronic asthma or, you know, chronic glue ear, things like that.
Yeah.
So with the children's immune strength powder, what we've got is these critical minerals for the immune system, so that's selenium, zinc, and iodine. Very, very important for a child's innate and acquired immune system.
Yeah.
Also, we've got a good dose of vitamin C, which is essential for the white blood cells to fight infections and just to keep the white blood cells healthy. And we've also got that wonderful herb elderberry, also known as Sambucus, which definitely helps with coughs and colds. So it's got a broad spectrum of immune strengthening nutrients. Yeah, good dose of vitamin C, zinc, selenium, iodine, and this elderberry herb. And, you know, iodine's very important. So many children are low in iodine, which weakens their immune system but also slows their cognitive development.
Right, right. So make a shake, use any kind of milk that you want. I mean, if you're doing it daily, like I'm this is just my thing. I'm a little against cow's milk. Because it's quite heavy for their system.
And if they have a mucus problem, glue ear or recurrent tonsillitis where there's a lot of thick mucus in the pits on the tonsil, or they have a productive cough with a lot of thick mucus,
then
the dairy can make that worse.
That's it, absolutely. Mm. And I found with my grandson, he can't handle, it's too much fat, that level of milk.
It's just the casein.
Yes.
That's hard to digest.
Yes, it's too much for him. So you make a shake, and it's got the children's immune strength powder. It's got a gorgeous vanilla, strawberry, fruity flavour. Now,
it's nice in water, too.
Yeah, but like if you want to really load it with the ultimate super for any green powder as well and add some other things into it, like, you know, some acidophilus. So you want to load it up.
Yeah, you can.
Then you have banana, you have berries, and you add all those things, and they won't even know and they'll love it. Now, you can also then you know, like the old fashioned, very, very old fashioned, you buy them in Coles, Woolies, you know, Target, Kmart, whatever, where you make your own ice blocks, or you might call it popsicles, where it's, you know, just the container with the sticks. Mm. So you pour the shake into that. And there they've got like a yummy, they think it's a fabulous treat, and you make it like, oh, we can have a treat. No, we're going to have a treat. And they have no idea they're getting all that. And also with the, I've found to get a little extra vitamin C in with the green powder, you can also use the green powder with the vitamin C with a fresh orange juice and make... You know, they're more like a juicy popsicle.
Yeah.
And they love that. And it, you can actually, I've seen my daughter-in-law do it, get a handful of spinach as well, or anything, something like spinach is not just, and throw that in there too. And they won't even know. It's like, whoa, we got green popsicles, yay. Mm. And my son makes the most unbelievable green pasta sauce.
Mm.
Oh, the kids love it. He vitamizes up all these greens. I've got no idea what's in there. And they just love it, you
know.
Yeah,
wow.
So it's really a matter of, and then...
Or you could make like a nice juice with spinach and parsley, apple, orange, juice.
Yeah,
what would taste sweet?
Well, yeah.
A mango or something.
Yeah.
And make a raw juice.
Yeah.
Add the children's immune strength powder and then freeze it.
You can
make popsicles.
Yeah, that's it.
And you they're getting their their phytochemicals, all the different colours.
That's it.
And vitamins that come in the raw fruits and vegetables. And if you freeze it straight after you make it, it retains all the healing properties.
Yeah, that's good. Mm. And, you know, you just have a bit of fun with it. You know, and you don't even talk about what you're putting in there. You just have a bit of fun with it. I mean, this is not... I mean, of course, you would employ the same strategies if the child was sick, but this is just to keep them strong and healthy.
Yes, this is to maintain a healthy immune system in your child. So the child's not always getting sick. I mean, you miss days at work, the child misses days at childcare or school, and it's very tedious, it's depressing.
Yeah.
So by building up their immune system, even if you're just doing it, you know, 3 or 4 days a week, whenever you can, they will get less infections. The infections will last a shorter time, and you'll miss, you won't miss so much time at school, and you won't have to take so many days off work. And we have a lovely brochure called Children's Immune Strength, and we've got... a lovely book, a King Frog book that you can get for free if your child's interested in frogs, and there's frog jokes in it as well. So if you would like a copy of the brochure or the frog book, just email us from kabohealth.com.au, and we'll be doing more podcasts on natural things you can do if your child has a fever or an earache.
Yeah.
But this was about, you know, maintenance of immune strength and building up the immune strength.
Just to give them the best chance.
Yes. So thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And thank you, Madeline.
Okay, bye.